Are you in a relationship? It's a pretty personal question, but it's a question that we want to think about now as we hear these words from Galatians chapter 4, where God tells us about a very special spiritual relationship we have with Him. It's a relationship that's all by adoption. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Thank you for these words of truth, O Lord, and now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Baby crying. There was a custodian at a church in New York City a few weeks ago. He thought he heard a baby crying. He walked out into the narthex area. Over by the nativity scene, he heard a baby crying. And he looked there, sure enough. There was a baby right there in the manger, in the cradle. It was obvious to him anyway. I guess it would be pretty obvious that there was this was not part of just a live display there of the nativity scene. The umbilical cord was still hanging there. I guess that's pretty obvious. A mother had placed her baby there shortly after she gave birth and then had left because she knew that this would be a place where this baby could get safety, would be able to be adopted into family. But she had abandoned the child there, hoping someone would pick it up. It's an interesting picture for us, too, when we consider, too, what's here in the text, and we're talking about adoption here and so on. It's interesting picture for us that we're like that one in the cradle there. Abandoned because of, by nature, our sinful condition, would have placed us in that situation. In fact, the apostle also talks about in our text how we were under the bondage of the elements of this world in a slave situation. We needed to have a special relationship. We needed a home. We needed a family. But thanks be to God, we do. Each one of us here can know that and have that relationship because through holy baptism, we're connected by the power of the Holy Spirit to God's family through faith in Jesus Christ. It is the power of the Holy Spirit working through that water and the Word and keeping us in the faith through the means of grace, Word, and Sacrament that we have that special relationship where even the Spirit has us cry out, Father, Abba, Father. In this matter of our eternal salvation, which is one of divine adoption, the Apostle Paul, in our text, talks about a very important question here in this letter of Galatians, and that is this. What role does the law play in our eternal salvation? In this whole plan of our eternal salvation, what role does that law play? As far as what role does it play in terms of our keeping certain requirements that God has set forth? Keep in mind that the Apostle Paul was addressing, this is a polemic letter. He's addressing a situation here where people were preaching another gospel. And he really was after these teachers that were doing so because they were taking away the certainty that people would have about their salvation. You see, there were teachers who were saying that, yes, you can have faith in Jesus Christ as a Savior, but you need to keep certain regulations, the ceremonial laws, for example, of the Old Testament given to the Jews. You had to have your male circumcised. You had to obey certain kinds of and follow and observe certain kinds of festival days. Had to refrain from eating certain kinds of meats. And the Apostle Paul hits this head on in this letter very strongly and says that this is no gospel at all what they're preaching, but rather it's causing people to despair. And he goes on to show how no matter of keeping laws, whether it is the Old Testament laws that way, or even the laws which we would say are certainly the Ten Commandments, the summary of God's moral law for our life, when it comes to the matter of how exactly are we saved, these laws, on the part of our keeping them, do not help at all in this regard. And if we were to think that, then we make Christ out to be nothing. In the book of Galatians, Paul said it this way: if righteousness could be gained by the law, Christ died for nothing. Instead, all are to know, as the Apostle Paul also said in this book, a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. And so, if we think of that abandoned infant there in that manger cradle, and how that's a picture of all of us by nature because of our sin, there's only one way for us to have salvation. If it cannot be by our contributing in any way, earning our salvation by any kind of a regulation system, it had to come by a substitution matter. It had to come by a replacement. But it had to be a perfect replacement. It had to be a perfect infant that would actually be placed right there in the cradle in our place. And you and I know that's what we have in our dear Lord Jesus Christ. By faith in this substitute infant, we are not just capable to be adopted, we are in actuality spiritually adopted through the work of the Holy Spirit, as we say, where he even moves us to cry out, Abba, Father. This adoption procedure focuses, you see, not on anything inside of us or not on any type of a quality that would make us so appealing or cute to our Heavenly Father by nature, but rather it focuses on the event of all events. It focuses on God's love in bringing about the advent. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under law that we might receive the adoption as sons. Adopted relationship here in God's family through holy baptism. Do you sense that you belong? If you're like me, as baptized believers in Christ, we have our moments when we can feel pretty strong in our faith. After hearing a message where we're concentrating on the promises of God for our life and so on. But there are the pitfalls, aren't there? There's those real down times where our faith seems to really take a nosedive. Maybe a real challenge faces us in life. Maybe it is an illness of someone that's close to us too, maybe close to death. A death does occur in our family. Or could it be that just wondering how it's going to be when you leave here? What's your life going to be like and the plans out there? Maybe it's just the grind from the academics. I know you're getting a little reprieve now, but you know it's going to be there again, unfortunately. But what is it? Could it even be this, that there's a challenge that you have that's hard to speak about to anyone else, and maybe it's really a feeling of loneliness? Maybe people wouldn't even realize it. Stop and think for a moment what's happening here. Satan wants us to concentrate there, not on the real relationship that we have, this special adopted relationship into God's family. Instead, he wants us to still be thinking in terms of being like a slave baby, like one who's under bondage that way, and not having us focus on the fact that we are, and according to Jewish culture, the adopted son that way, the one that's going to inherit the farm of eternal blessings. God the Holy Spirit has had us able to cry out now, Abba Father, through holy baptism. We need to hear, for our comfort, these great words from the book of Galatians, speaking to our own souls, where it says, so you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. We can't help but realize that we have a relationship that is out of this world, shall we say, but no, it's really in this world that we have it right now. But it's fantastic. It's a relationship like no other. And we have it because of God's own Son is the one who came into the cradle manger for you and me, taking our place. He came there in the flesh to do that, living the holy life. He's under the law, living the holy life that you and I could not. And he came in the flesh so that he could go to the cross of Calvary and suffer the guilt and punishment there that we had deserved. Again, he's doing it as our substitute. And then he rises from the dead in the flesh, yes, to show us that this adoption we're talking about here really is authentic. The papers have been signed in the courtroom of God's justice through the waters of baptism. So friends, as we go away, as we go and celebrate later on this month here with family and friends, the birth of this child that's come there and lying in the manger for us, let's lift up our heads. Let's rejoice. We're in a relationship like no other. We have a holy brother who has made us an heir to his heavenly kingdom. To God alone be the glory. Amen.